Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to dive into some Titans talk now. And to help us do that, we bring in our friend Eric Bacharach from the Tennessean. Eric, what's going on, my man?
Not too much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I just want to warn you, Joe has had a ton of coffee this morning, so I'm not sure which direction this interview is going to go with you. It could be rowdy.
It could. Okay. I mean, this could turn into a cameo thing. You never know. So just be ready.
Oh, right. You're not on that, are you, Joe?
I'm not on it. Now, Jared Stillman is on it, which was the whole point of my little joke in the chat room that I got sent to the principal.
Yeah, Vrabel just got all over him yesterday, Eric. It was a delight to hear. I loved it.
I love, Joe, how you've begun using that little chat room as a place for little jokes like that. It cracks me up every time.
Yeah, well, thank you. I think it's fun, too, but apparently Vrabel isn't allowing us to have any fun. So from now today, I'm just going to say, I would like to request a question for the Titans head coach, Mike Vrabel, please and thank you, and leave it at that.
Yeah, be very formal and straightforward.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to capitalize everything.
So, Eric, what have been your big impressions so far through the first few days at training camp for the Titans?
I guess big picture, I think I start with quarterback, just because all along for me, you know, backup quarterback has been among the most intriguing positions that on offense and outside linebacker on defense. I think as far as Logan Woodside and Cole McDonald go, you know, I haven't been, I would say, overly impressed. I think with McDonald, it's a clear case of, you know, he looks exactly like what he was built. He's a developmental guy, and you know, he's got an interesting skill set to me. Something that stuck out early was just the fact that they included him in that one-on-one tackling drill, and I couldn't recall in my couple years on the beat, I couldn't recall seeing a quarterback in that type of drill before, you know, which leads me to believe maybe you know, they've got some untraditional ideas of how to use him. But, you know, as far as throwing the ball, he hasn't looked great. And I think Logan Woodside has looked okay. You know, this is his role to win in my eyes, the backup quarterback position. So, you know, I think if you're him, you've got to try and do a little bit more. Obviously, there are reports of a couple of quarterbacks, Trevor Siemian, DeShone Kizer, getting workouts, tryouts with the Titans. And I think something like that could light a fire under Woodside. If you're, you know, there should be one there already, obviously, with what he's doing, but he's looked good, not great to me. And then, you know, on defense, outside linebacker to me is a position that, you know, has kind of been a liability in years past. And this year, you know, you bring in Vic Beasley, you re-sign Kamalai Correa. Maybe you've got high hopes that position could become a little bit more of a strength, but it's kind of just been this really strange revolving door of sorts at that position right now, because Vic Beasley still hasn't showed up. Correa, you know, we don't know what he's dealing with. I've seen him on the stationary bike at practice, but we've yet to see him in uniform on the practice field. You know, you've got DeAndre Walker out there, you know, Reggie Gilbert, who was waived. So it's kind of this really interesting position where, to me, if you're a depth guy, you've got a chance to sort of make some noise and make a case for yourself just because of how much uncertainty we've seen. So I think those are my two biggest impressions so far. And both of those, you know, it's something to continue to watch as we go forward here.
Yeah, did you take Eric on the first day of pads, which was Monday, right?
Yes. Right, Monday.
Which was
2 days ago.
Two days ago.
The math continues to
run. All right, here we go. We're figuring it out. Yeah, did you take that as Vrabel kind of, because obviously Tannehill didn't participate, Vrabel sort of saying, okay, Logan, here we go. We don't have preseason games, but first day of pads, big day. Let's see what you've got.
That's what I thought all along. That was my initial impression. And, you know, we know Mike Vrabel likes to give off days, even, you know, even just a couple days into practice, although they've been, you know, at training camp for a few weeks now. I still have trouble writing through that, Joe, just because, you know, this is the third week of training camp, but it's the fourth practice that's open to the media. So it's kind of just this wonky thing that, you know, is going on this year. But yeah, you know, that was my initial impression, is that, you know, they're trying to evaluate Logan Woodside, and they don't have the preseason games to do that. He's really got this opportunity in front of him that, to me, he has to seize more than anything, more than it is his to lose. To me, it's his to win. And right now, I don't know if he's doing that necessarily, but again, it's still early in camp, and, you know, we'll see what he's able to do the next couple of days. But to me, that was the case, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of that going forward. You know, Ryan Tannehill taking sort of a back seat, and Mike Vrabel putting out his quarterbacks out there just to see, you know, if Woodside emerges as the clear number two quarterback, which is, you know, I think what everyone in that building is hoping for.
Eric Bacharach from the Tennessean on the line with us. And Eric, we were talking earlier in the show about Corey Davis, and obviously the Titans don't pick up his fifth year option. And I'm not sure from a fan base standpoint if he's ever going to get over the expectations of what comes with being the fifth overall pick. But in your mind, if you're the Titans and you're trying to evaluate Corey Davis this season, what should expectations be for him?
To me, especially now that you've got A.J. Brown, I think you're looking for what you got from him his sophomore season. And, you know, that was something like a little over 800 yards, 4 or 5 touchdown catches. Because, again, if you have A.J. Brown and you're expecting Brown to, you know, either, you know, put forth the type of numbers he had last season or even better, I think if you could get that from a number two receiver, you're in good shape. And you know, Corey Davis does a lot of other good things well. As you mentioned, he hasn't been the producer that the Titans hoped for, certainly not for a number five overall pick. You know, but when you look at what he is in this offense now, if you're able to get, you know, 800-plus yards, 5 touchdown catches from him, I think you're in decent shape. Plus, you have, you know, Adam Humphries. I think Jonnu Smith is poised for a really big year. To me, Jonnu could be, you know, in line for Delaney-type numbers as far as what he was able to do, you know, during that stretch where he seemed to have 60 catches, 800 receiving yards every year. You know, I think Jonnu could certainly be capable of that. So, and then obviously you have Derrick Henry. So, you know, those are a lot of producers that you have. If Corey Davis is able to give you those sophomore year-type numbers where, you know, there were some games where he was great. He went for over 100 yards. He had a couple games where he went, you know, bonkers, but there was others where he disappeared. You don't want that, but I think if you get the overall production, you know, of approaching 900 yards, I think you're in decent shape with him as your number two receiver, and then, as I mentioned, all the other weapons around him.
Eric Bacharach, the Tennessean, with us, Titans beat writer. I want to ask you about the two rookies who are most one will certainly be, I think, dependent on. One, we'll see, but Isaiah Wilson, the first-round pick, I look at him and you can see just the potential for him to be something special at some point, but I also don't see him passing Dennis Kelly anytime soon. I could be wrong on that. I wanted to get your thoughts on him. And then also Christian Fulton, you mentioned Humphries. I don't know if you could have a better humbling experience for Fulton right now than trying to deal with Adam Humphries and that change of direction. And obviously he's getting a lot of good work. What do you think of those two guys so far?
Yeah, those drills, Joe, obviously are, you know, those are meant for the cornerback or the defensive back to sort of fail. Those are tough drills, especially when you talk about a guy like Adam Humphries, who's so good off the release. You know, that's tough, but I think to Christian Fulton's credit, he's done a decent job in camp to me. You know, I think the Titans really like his versatility. That's kind of been the thing that they've said all along about him, and it'll be interesting to see exactly how that unfolds as far as who plays inside. You know, you've got Jonathan Joseph too, Adoree Jackson. How they sort of mix and match. And, you know, I don't think it necessarily has to be a set thing. Maybe, you know, there's some sort of rotation going on there. But, you know, I've been overall encouraged with Christian Fulton so far. You know, I still want to see more of him. And as far as Isaiah Wilson goes, I think, you know, you could certainly see the athleticism there. To me, something that stuck out on day one, and, you know, mind you, this was day one. You know, I was back far side of the field at St. Thomas Sports Park, and I did see, you know, Isaiah Wilson in between drills kind of getting to his, you know, going down to his feet, sort of in that crouch position, not finishing drills with, like, super intensity. And so when we got Isaiah on the conference call a couple days ago, you know, I just asked him about his conditioning, if he thinks that's been one of the bigger things as far as transitions go from college to the NFL. You know, also asked him about his weight. You know, he was listed as 350, and it's obviously really hot out here, I think, for anybody. You know, you'd be feeling it after the first couple of days. You know, so I don't think that's a huge issue or anything. It's just something I noticed. But, you know, at the same time, you could certainly see the athleticism, you know, which for a 350-pound guy, to me, is something that is really remarkable. You know, so I think the potential to me already looks there, but I agree. I think, you know, for any rookie, the deck is sort of stacked against them in this weird off season. And, you know, the Titans know what they have in Dennis Kelly. He's reliable. They know what they're going to get. I wouldn't be surprised if Isaiah Wilson maybe does something during the year to supplant Dennis Kelly, but I don't think that happens for sure by the start of the season.
Eric Bacharach from the Tennessean has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Eric, thanks as always for joining us, my man. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Going to be interesting to monitor there. I agree. I mean, Isaiah Wilson, just from like a size standpoint, is terrifying. He's going to be an absolute force one day at right tackle.
Yeah.
But not sure how quickly that's going to come.
Yeah. No, good observation by Eric on the drills, and then, you know, he's been asked about his weight, kind of skittish about that.
Yeah.
Also, was it Good Morning Football showing Isaiah Wilson passed out in the cold tub,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he was asleep yesterday in the cold tub, and Taylor Lewan, being Taylor Lewan, recorded it and had some commentary.
All kinds of rookie hazing going on.
That's right.
Is that the Lewan leadership?
That's what we were
there,
looking
there.
For. Start recording the rookies falling asleep in the cold tub. That's
I like it.
I like it too. I am totally okay with it. When we come back, what do we make of Derrick Henry's workload so far in camp and maybe the possibility of him being more involved catching balls out of the backfield this year? We'll talk about that next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.